It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
That isn't just irresponsible, it's outrageous.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
They're square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
I've got an eclectic reading list.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. It is BYOB Friday.
Yeah.
Everyone around the country, everyone here in Washington, D.C., it's so good to have you with us on a fabulous Friday afternoon get-together. My name's Mike O'Mara. I'm your charming host this afternoon.
Hi, Mike.
I'd like to go around the room right now, and if we can, we'll get everyone to sign in and see if everyone's doing fine. I bring you first Mr. Rob Spiewak. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Let's say hello to Jason Bishop. Hello, Jason.
Hola.
Let's say hi to Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, hello there.
Let's say hi to Mr. Eric Bickle.
Hi, friend.
Let's say hi to John Cakes Orville.
I usually slam beers at like 4:30 on Fridays.
And John Paul Flame, JP, how are you?
What's happening?
So nice to have you. And let's go around the room and say hello to our Buzz Babes. They are all here also. Let's say hi to Nick. Hello, Nick.
Nice work, Buzz.
Hello, love.
And let's say hi to Kimberly. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello.
And let's say hi to Kaz. Hello, Kaz.
Hello.
Let's say hi to Kristen. Kristen, hi.
Hi.
And McKetsy. Yes, wonderful. And I noticed that both Kristen and McKetsy are sitting on Mr. Bickle's lap.
We're just sharing a chair.
Just to paint a picture of the room, we have the lovely adult beverages flowing in here.
Mine's actually gone dry.
Mr. Flame is inhaling a Subway sandwich as we speak right now.
All the women, by the way, Cakes and I clearly have no game.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
I know.
All the women are over there.
Look at
that. We have some more buzzers.
What does that tell
you,
buddy? He is the hottest chunky.
Yeah, he was voted the hottest.
Just look at me.
I think we've established the value of that survey, and that is. Hey, buddy, I won too. It's more babes, guys. Megan is making her way into the studio.
Welcome, Megan.
And also, Allie is here.
Megan and Allie are here now.
Everybody's having a wonderful time. Say hi, ladies. Sit down. Siéntate, por favor. And we are going to speak to our movie man, Joe McCloud. Hey, is BDK here? I'd love to have like a point-counterpoint with our movie man.
Oh, wouldn't it be great to get him on the air?
I would love to get him on the
air.
What
could possibly go wrong?
Before we do that, let's go to Taylor in Modesto, California. Taylor, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Taylor?
Hi, peoples.
Hi, peoples. Hi.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, stars.
Caller. Stars. I am getting very much drunk with you peoples, and I have a two-part question, if you will, Mr. O'Mara.
Yes, I will take your first question first, part A.
Mike, I know you've been a longtime drummer, and you've never, on the air, talked about what kind of kit you own, what kind of cymbals you use, and your practice schedule. That's part A.
All right, when I was a drummer, and that has been, man, is that, are we talking
You're not
4 years ago?
A drummer?
Four years ago, five years ago?
I think closer to five.
I mean, I have had drums gathering dust in my basement when I played, and we played usually, when we were playing a lot, we were playing two or three times a week, and I had my practice set was a Pearl Master Series set, and when I would perform, I would
use a
Tama Swingstar Classic with a maple shell with a lovely little finish on it. What is that dog doing?
Shut that damn thing up. Sorry.
God damn it. All right, what's your next question?
My next question is, well, since we've been studying the homosexuality of Rob Spiewak over the week, I just want to let Rob know the reason I know he's gay is when he signs off, he says, goodbye.
Well, now we have addressed that. Both. Now, you can't leave Buzz out of that equation.
Oh, sure.
At the end of every show, we have both the guys go, good night.
I know I know you're gay. You called as a, what kind of practice set do you have?
Hey,
Mike?
I like that question. All right, it's time for movies. Do we have movie music, Rob?
We do, for McCloud.
McCloud. All right, now, BDK, go over to Rob's microphone over there. No need to stand in the back. I love it when you're mellow, too. Yeah. Let's get to Joe McCloud for the Baltimore City Paper, who's on with us right now. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show and Junks, and hello, Buzz Babes and all adult beverage enthusiasts.
Good to hear you, Joe. Joe, we're going to have you on Wednesday, but obviously you didn't get a chance to see a lot of the movies that were what are you doing, guys? What?
I just need another drink.
All right. Is this nail polish or lip gloss that I'm holding?
Put it on, Mike.
Lip gloss, huh?
Put it on, Mike.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin, I brought you into the studio. Okay, that you should be appreciative of that fact. Okay,
right,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Gotcha.
All right, Joe, we have today, not only do we have all the junkies in here, and I'm talking about Jason and Eric and John and JP, but we also have their movie reviewer.
You have a room full of talent.
And a guy who has miraculously cornered opportunities to be on Channel 5 television here in Washington,
ridiculous?
Which I really think is the great miracle of all miracles.
Yeah, this guy live.
Yes, I was on last week with Tony.
I know. I know you were on last week with Tony, and it's still a miracle to me. It's phenomenal. Joe, we're going to have kind of a little movie roundtable right now. We're going to actually go through some of these. Now, some of the folks that might have listened to the Junkies in the morning may have heard you do your reviews already, right,
right,
BDK?
Yes, sir.
That's all right. They turn them off.
We'll see what happens.
Really, Eric? What were the numbers in the stream today?
Well, you know what? The numbers do jump when Kevin's on.
Thank you.
At least.
Hey,
You got it already?
I see some more gray
hair. Got it already.
Nice. Fantastic.
All right. First of all, we're going to start out with the X-Files movie. I've seen a few trailers for this one. This one is, I'm decidedly on the fence. We'll start with you, Mr. McCloud. What did you think of the X-Files movie opening this tonight, actually, right?
Yeah, at the X-Files : I Want to Believe.
Okay.
You know, it is a two-hour episode of Law and Order, X-Files SVU. It didn't really, I used to watch the X-Files. I went and saw the first X-Files movie. This one is, they could have done this movie as a crime movie.
So Joe, you didn't care for it?
It was okay. It was, you know, like I said, I like, you know, I like watching Law and Order on TV, too.
How does Gillian Anderson look in the movie? Does she still look hot?
She's holding it together.
She's holding it together, but not anything that you would give, like, a rave to?
A rave in terms of you're going to spend money to go see this because you want to get your jollies catching a little glimpse of her flesh now.
Any nudity in this movie at all?
Well, you know there is, but it's on corpses.
Not good. Apparently, you do get Gillian Anderson in a bikini or a bathing suit at the end of the credits, though. Did you see that, Joe?
No, I didn't stay for that.
At the end of the credits, apparently they're on a boat and they're rowing together and she's wearing a bathing suit.
Rob is playing the boo sound effect every time Kevin talks.
Rob loves me.
Every
Rob
time
loves me.
Kevin talks, that's it. So, you know, how many dollars do you give this movie?
I'm giving this a seven.
$7? Oh. That's a very low review. Now, you understand, he gives his scale based on the amount of money you spend for a movie.
Right, I understand.
So it's 1 to 10, basically. So what did you give the movie
today? I gave
it
a 2 out of 5. I thought it was one of the...
Now, Joe, listen, not that I'm a super fan of BDK's movie reviews. I like him as a human being a lot more. But I'm going to tell you this. I really think you have got to be a little bit more tough on these films. If you don't like it, I want you slamming it, brother. I mean, did you not like it?
No, I liked it. Like I said, though, I like Law & Order SVU.
Oh, so you liked the movie.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought the movie was fine.
And Kevin, you didn't care for the movie.
My problem with the film is it wasn't really an X-Files movie.
I said.
Should I even be talking about
it? No.
Jesus Christ.
He's a meanie.
Rob, I'm going to slap you.
Seriously.
No, I just thought it was like it was a terrible, terrible movie. It didn't tease you enough. And it was...
Joe, you're not getting those boos. Rob's having fun with BDK. BDK, you really getting pissed off?
No, I'm trying to talk. I mean, you asked me a question, so I'm trying to. Like,
I'm sorry,
get the
I didn't hear
out.
You. What was that?
Go ahead, hit the boos. Boo. Go ahead.
No, we're not going to do that again. I was asking you a little legitimate question. What do you got plans for this weekend? Are you excited about this weekend?
Yeah, I'm gonna hang out. Okay. Okay, I got it.
All right, moving down the list here. I see a lot of movies. I'm not going to get to the last one yet that I want to talk about, the Will Ferrell movie. There's Boy A, Brideshead Revisited, American Teen. Any of those that strike you as decent movies, Joe McCloud?
I didn't see any of them.
That's all right. How many? All right, now here's a chance for you to step up.
American Teen is the documentary about the five teenage girls. And Nanette Burstein directed the movie, and it's about her. All right, so I gotta wait 6 seconds every time he plays that.
American Teen, did you see Brideshead Revisited?
I did not see that film.
Did you see Boy A?
No, that's a limited release film.
Limited release film. So that means we have to jump right into it. This has been a bone of contention, and I mean a bone of contention between Rob Spiewak and me all week long. I have said from the very beginning when I first saw a trailer for this film that I liked the looks of it, even though I don't like Will Ferrell. The movie is Step Brothers with Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, Mary Steenburgen. It is the comedy of the weekend. I'm going to start with Joe McCloud. What do you think, Joe?
I lost brain cells watching this movie, and I laughed.
Okay.
Okay, Mike, you want me to make a fist about a movie? You want me to say I love it or hate it?
Well, only if
you know
it's
what?
Legit.
I can't do it with this film. This film, it's a Judd Apatow film. It's got Will Ferrell. It's got John C. Reilly, who's almost painful to look at. He's such a Cro-Magnon. He's got this large pad of fat in between his eyes. But you are going to laugh. These guys are basically acting like 11-year-olds.
And that is what I've read in all the positive reviews that actually works for the film, right?
Yeah, it works for the film. The movie is mind-numbingly stupid. These
Perfect.
Guys are mind-numbingly idiotic. And it's like, if you've seen the commercial, you saw the bed gag, you know, stolen from the Three Stooges. If you like the bed gag, you're going to love this
okay,
movie.
Okay, I'm an idiot. I love the bed gag. The bed gag made me laugh out loud.
It gets better in terms of that kind of stuff. I mean, there are just – and also with Judd Apatow, he's got this campaign to bring a certain part of the anatomy into film. Slightly lower.
Oh. Oh.
Balls? one of the great authors of all time, Mr. Balzac.
Oh, Balzac.
Makes
okay.
an appearance.
How many dollars do you give this movie?
I got, like I said, it's like you want me to make a fist about stuff, but it's like...
Hey, just calm down with me wanting you to make a fist. What do you think of the effing movie?
I thought it was funny. I give it an 8.
An 8? $8. BDK, now you. What do you think of the movie?
Don't even press that space bar. All right? Don't even think about pressing it. I thought it was an up-and-down type comedy, meaning that when it was up, it was really, really funny. But when it was down, it really did suck at certain points. But it does. You do walk away with some classic moments.
What'd you give it, homo?
I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
Excuse me, just 1 second, both of you gentlemen. Jason, you having a good time over there?
I don't know what's going on.
Somebody, I think, set a fire on Jason's lap over there momentarily.
Yeah, they're just having their own conversation.
Everything's said, Kimberly, how you doing? You having fun? We're just having a little radio show here. That's okay.
I'm just trying to keep up over
Nick
here.
Has always been like a talker during the entire show. She will be talking the entire time.
She disregards the interview.
That's
you know,
okay.
I see a lot of Red Bulls, but I also see a Coke can over there.
Okay. You having fun over there?
That's fine.
Lurch, you doing all right over there, brother?
I'm fine. I'm great. Right.
Everything's
great.
Great.
It's a national radio show. We don't have many affiliates, so we don't need to take it too seriously.
I'm sorry, BDK. We interrupted you. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
Did you see me wait, though?
I know.
I saw the hand go over.
We were trying to get you.
Thank Christ, he's so brilliant. How can I outwit him?
No, it's pretty funny. I agree with Joe. I mean, it has a lot of funny moments, and it's classic comedy moments, but 3.5 out of 5. Go ahead. Okay.
Right, Mr. BDK.
Yes, sir.
What did you think of the very last part when the credits, right after the credits started?
You know what? I mean, I was waiting for... I was waiting for that to come in at certain points during the film. It was good though. I like that part. Though.
I could have watched a whole movie of that.
Yeah, it was very funny. It's, and for Pharrell.
So
and,
what I'm
Ron
hearing from both
together.
You gentlemen, seriously, two movies, two mediocre movies. If you're
X-Files
not doing
sucked.
Anything, X-Files sucked completely.
Terrible.
All right, but
go see Dark Knight.
Step Brothers. Probably, if you want a comedy, just because there hasn't been a comedy in a while, go see that.
There's right. something there to laugh at.
Joe, and Buzz Burbank, I know you had a question for Joe McLeod about a movie this weekend. I forgot which one you wanted to ask him about.
The only one I'm going to see this weekend is The X-Files.
Yeah.
And he's already covered that.
It sucks.
What do you want
go see it, Buzz. You like The X-Files.
Why do you? Because you like the show?
Because I've invested so much.
Yeah, you got to collect the whole set.
I've invested so much time in it, I may as well see what's next.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years. Why are they making it 10 years later? There's
right,
no point.
Right, good question. Why?
No point.
You know, somebody must have had a contractual obligation.
Because,
yeah, I agree.
Because the truth is still out there.
And what we're gonna what's on the horizon? What is on the horizon as far as movies are concerned?
Oh, well, there's a lot of good stuff coming out.
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder is going to be...
What is Tropic Thunder, Joe?
It's hard to explain. It's a movie within a movie within a movie.
Ben Stiller.
Robert Downey Jr.
as an African American or Negro, if you will.
Oh no, I've seen trailers for this. That looks like it sucks.
Oh no, it's. I don't think you've seen what they call the Red Band trailer.
Could be strong.
Really?
Yeah.
Potential.
Be.
What do you think, BDK?
I think it looks hilarious. Go ahead and hit it.
He's not. Don't do it anymore, Rob.
I think it looks really funny.
He did it anyway, even though I asked him not to. Joe McLeod, you going to come out to our big party on the 8th that we're going to have with the debut of the Buzz Babes?
Party? How could I not come out to this big
Yay.
Party?
All right, thanks for calling in, Joe. We appreciate it. Nice round of applause for Joe McLeod.
Thank you. God bless you all.
And for BDK,
thanks,
we appreciate him on loan
Thank
from
you,
the
BDK.
Junkies.
Later,
and,
Joe.
How are things at Channel 5, BDK?
They're really good, Mike. Tony's doing good.
What?
I'm waiting for him to hit the button. I'm like stuttering.
Why don't you ask him how much money he's made during his movie reviewing career?
Why don't you ask JP how much you pay for that awful haircut? That haircut is awful.
It's a decent comeback.
It's very, very bad.
How much do you pay for your acne medication? Because
Wow.
Allergies.
Wow.
Oh my God, the claws just came
How many guys did you sleep with on the way in here? That's what I want to know. I mean, I saw you bang like 10 guys on the way in the door. And then I couldn't believe
it. Hold on.
Excuse me. I'm having a little party here, you know? Trying to just make all our guests feel comfortable. That's the way we do.
Can't we all just get along? I don't know where this comes from, this sort of negative energy.
Now, Nick.
Keep talking, Nick, because your microphone's on.
Yeah, Nick. Nick. I run the effing show. Okay, babe. I don't want to have our first boot of the bus, babes. Okay. All right. Just when I'm asking just a little question, I just ask. I was just going to. No, there you are talking again while I'm talking. There you are doing it again. Here I was getting ready to ask a question. I guess we're not going to do that now. That's the way it's going to work. What we are going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is play Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Nice.
And we'll play that with JP. And Cakes, and Allie, and Megan, and McKetsie, and EB, and Kristen, and Buzz, and Kaz, and Kimberly, and Jason. We're going to play that when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, BYOB Friday. We'll be back with more fun and more thrills right after this. And Nick, get your mind right, baby!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.